Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
What's happening, Z?
What up, man? How you?
How you, yo?
I'm good. That Denise song, do you know she wrote it whilst driving from, I think, LA to San Francisco?
Really?
Or vice versa, yeah.
Huh, okay.
She was like driving on the road with her friends. And then, yeah.
Say, so yeah, act like I want. Yeah, it's a cool tune. I dig it.
It sure is.
All right, let's get into all the latest celebrity news. Obviously, I saw this on Friday kind of starting to blow up. And it is the news that Boitie bought a house. And people were very touched. They're emotional. What's going on?
You know, the funny thing is she's kind of still trending today, but for other reasons. But anyway, on Friday, Friday night, she announced that she had bought herself a mansion, which is great news. Even greater that she's 26 years old and she's buying property. So, you know, haters gonna hate, potatoes gonna potato. It didn't sit well with other people. So they're like, where do you get the money from, Boitie? And it's like, well, she is kind of working hard. She just got an MTV-based gig recently. Mm. She's going abroad. So yeah, man, props to her. She's young. But like, I don't know if that picture is actually her house exactly, but some people are like, it looks like a warehouse. It's actually not Ayoba, but who cares? On the other side of things, a guy by the name of Anele Papu, who is Boitie's like photographer and I think also close friends. Now he's also trending because people are saying, oh, is that her new boothang?
Yes.
Anele Papu. But I think someone actually mentioned and said that that's her cousin or close friend,
okay.
Which I actually believe. I don't think they're dating.
Is she clarifying any of this?
Right now, I haven't checked her social media, but I think she's just remained mum and she's like, you know what? I don't need this drama. I just bought myself a mansion. I'm about to go chill in my mansion.
Where are these reports of the house being worth 4 million rand coming from?
I have no idea. I don't want to speak anything about estimations because we also heard that rumor about Casper Nieuwes owning 30% of
F&B. That was a joke. Just tell everyone what happened there.
So a satire article was released during the, I think it was Friday over the weekend, that Casper Nieuwes owns 30% of F&B. So he bought like shares for like 30%.
Yeah, like the bank. Like the
bank.
Billion rand
the
bank.
The billionaire bank. And people ate it up. Some people really ate it up. And I realized some of us don't realize or recognize a satire article, which is... You can see that it's a blatant satire article that was written, but it was hilarious. People ate it up. People thought it was true. His haters were just not happy, as usual. But no, it's not true.
Are we not over people getting so touched on Twitter? Like, what needs to happen? Twitter is governing everything at the moment in South Africa.
I think the lines between the real world and the virtual world have been blurred, which is sad because... You know, the Twitter world, people literally live in the Twitter world now. It's just that real life is just boring.
It's good for you, people. Though, because this is where you get all the content for celebs from.
True.
Right?
Yeah, and we appreciate it. So please get in your feelings and continue tweeting.
I was watching a Pearl Toosey Snapchat on Friday night where she was saying she's taking a break from Twitter and she's going to be, you know, more forthcoming and honest on Snapchat now because it's difficult to screen grab and go wild there. You kind of, you know.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty funny because she's also been touring the hell out of life of late.
Yeah, she recently had like a tour with AKA, you know, What's New. But yeah, a lot of them are going to Snapchat. I actually saw DJ Dira's on Snapchat. KO, who's very private, is on Snapchat. And last week he was just Snapchatting about like showing his home, like where he comes from. And I think they're doing a traditional ceremony. Like KO's not a person who would actually show those kind of things. But on Snapchat he did, which I thought, okay.
It's a very personal medium. If Boitie did buy a house for 4 million rand, congrats to you, Boitie. Happy 26th birthday. I'm super proud of you. You're a sweetheart. And you can catch Boitie's Kelman 20 interview at kelman20.cliffcentral.com. Is Pabi Moloi married?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
She got married.
That's what that's what I asked myself too. I was like, what? Really? So she did post, like on Instagram, she posted that, you know, so many people got married, including me, and people were just congratulating her. And a couple of days before, she had actually had this gorgeous picture of her, like a long length picture of her posing, and the ring was there, but no one really picked it up at that point until like on Saturday night when she announced that, okay, I also got married. She is a close friend with one of the publicists we know, and we're like, yo, can we get an interview with her, you know, to say, you know, and the publicist was just like, I'm remaining mum. So she's also another person who's just with her personal life, she's hard to crack. She'll tell you anything about her career, but yeah.
Listen, she also seems like a sweetheart. I've met her like once. But if she's married, congratulations. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Right, there you go.
There you go.
Okay. Thibaut Touch has denied costing the SABC how much?
15 million rands.
Who said that Thibaut Touch cost the SABC 15 million rand?
I nearly said someone. Well, the news was first dropped on Sunday World, which it was, I think, the spokesperson, Mr. Kaizan Kanyaho, who's the spokesperson, revealed it. But they said that because of an altercation they had, and that Thibaut Touch didn't announce a certain ad of a certain brand on air, it cost them 15 million rands. But he denied it and was like, there's no such. I just stepped out of my car and I heard him on radio. He seems happy as ever. And apparently he's signing a 3-year contract with the radio station again.
But
the question is, you know, why did he disappear off air for like 2 weeks? Still want
to
know.
I thought that this was referring to the time that he, you know, convinced Metro FM that they should have studios in New York.
Oh gosh, that was another drama. That was like a whole other.
That must have cost a truckload as well. Wasn't he doing his show from the States for a while?
Yeah, he was doing his show from the States for a while. Yeah, can you imagine?
There's no plausibility to the story, because I mean, he would have had to forget to mention the advertiser for 5 years for it to accumulate to 15 million rand.
So
it's a bullshit story. He's always in the headlines though, Thibaut Touch.
But a question. I saw you at the, what was it? Celebrity MTV Exposed. I saw that video.
So this morning, so MTV sent out an invitation last week that they're premiering a new show called Celebrities Exposed. So I went along this morning and it turned out to just be, you know, an event for the season 2 premiere of You Got, which is tonight.
Oh my gosh.
On MTV. So basically what they did was Anela's featured in the first episode of season 2. So she said she's executive producing this show called Celebrities Exposed, and they played like this fake promo, and then Tolas Mo burst in and said, you guys can't do this. I've been cheating on Mormé and you can't show this to the world. And then they basically got everyone who was there. So You Got.
So the media got
yes,
basically.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, did you fall for it? Were you like, what the hell?
I had a bit of an inside track that something, you know.
Makes sense.
Everyone did. Everyone fell hook really? Line and sinker. Yeah.
I saw your video. Everyone's just snapping cameras out, phones out. It's like
yeah, it was cool. So that's tonight, 9:35 MTV. You Got Season 2. Shout out to the production company Idea Collective. It's a great show.
Cool.
Okay, let's touch base on 12 years since the passing of Brenda Fassie. It's been trending on Twitter all day. It's just...
I can't believe it's 12 years.
Yeah, it's heavy.
Actually, also, what people have also forgotten, it's also Brown Dash's anniversary, because he died on the 9th of May.
Wow.
Also. And I was told by one of my colleagues that they had a concert for to commemorate his memory today. They had it actually now. It's happening now. But I was like, why a concert on a Monday afternoon? So I don't know what their strategy was.
Horrible day for South African music. But certainly both of them will continue to live on. I mean, Brenda Fassie's stuff gets played like all the time.
Sure.
And Brown Dash as well. Puns kom tuden zwei lang.
Got it. Yeah, got it. Go.
I hear that regularly. They're blasting it all over the Jewish suburbs of Johannesburg.
But you know what I appreciate about Brenda is like she was just so raw and uncut.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's this one interview where she was just like, you know what? Screw you.
Over
I'm
it.
Brenda Fassie. I
wonder what her take on social media and all of that would have been.
Yeah,
I think she would have just she would have been great to follow on Twitter and Instagram and all these platforms. I was watching last night The Voice on Mnet. And by the way, we've got interviews with all the contestants, the top 16. You can check it out at cliffcentral.com. But they were comparing the one contestant, Zoe, to Brenda Fassie, and I just thought, you know, what a legacy that 12 years later you're still being spoken about, you know, on massive national platforms and, you know, remembered. That impact was just huge.
It was, undeniably.
That's all the latest celebrity news, right? Wait, let me refresh, because anything could have happened in the past 2 minutes. Let me double check what's trending on Twitter.
Sometimes I can't keep up, hey? Like, you think you're on track, and then, like, 30 minutes later, it's like, no.
But I do see that Tebow Touch is trending, obviously, because he's doing his show again.
Yeah, he's doing his show again. So
everyone's
people are happy.
Really excited. Mm. Okay, all right, I think that's it. Anything else you want to weigh in on?
For all you Coolie China fans, he has confirmed that Morafe, his former hip-hop group, is coming back together. So he confirmed it. We had a bit of a sit down and chat with him. And then he's like, yeah, man, we're doing it. And also, HP had a benefit concert this past weekend for a little girl called Zoe. That also was successful.
Yes.
I think they're still short of a couple of thousand rands. They need, I think, 350,000 rands or something like that. I stand corrected. For her to have the a stem-like operation.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, that's all the latest celebrity news. For more, go to zelebs.com. That's a Z there. And Z is now going to freestyle us out of the segment.
I can't.
And incorporate some of the stories we've discussed.
What? No, I can't. I think today I'm just going to...
And in three.
No.
Come on, give me some.
No.
You can do it.
Oh my gosh.
Take a moment. I'll tell everyone something interesting. The podcast of this will be up at cliffcentral.com in a little bit. And back to you, Z.
Congratulations, boy, to you on your mansion. We love your passion. And shout out to Brenda Farsi. She's such a sweet lady. Even if she's 6 feet underground, she's still making it flow and making it roll. Oh, I'm so bad. Good night. Goodbye. Have a good evening.
Hang on. Shit. Wait, no, you got to do it one more time.
No.
One more time. I promise I'm going to make it so swaggy. Just listen. Okay, go. Okay, do it.
Congratulations on Boy T's mansion. We love your passion. And shout out to Brenda Farsi. She's such a sweet lady. Even 6 feet underground, she's still making that pound, making that sound, making that beat, making us love her even more. I'm feeling so roared. I'm feeling so loud. I'm mumbling, but I'm not on scissor because I love my syrup and I do eat it on breakfast with central.com. It's a bad day.
Z, thanks so much.
Okay. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.